Daddy Long Legs, Blue Wednesday. Jerusha Abbott hated the first Wednesday of every month. She needed all her courage to face it, and afterwards she wanted to forget it as quickly as possible. This was the day that the trustees came to visit the orphanage, about 2 hours' drive from New York, where Jerusha had lived since she was a little child. Because Jerusha was the oldest orphan, she had to make sure that everything was in order, so from 5 o'clock in the morning, she was busy cleaning. The chairs and floors had to be clean, and all the beds had to be smooth. The 97 orphans had to be washed and have their hair combed. They were also told to say yes sir, no sir, if one of the trustees spoke to them. The end of this particular first Wednesday finally came closer. After making sandwiches for the visitors, Jerusha went upstairs to do her usual work, which was looking after 11 small children. She made sure that they were clean and nicely dressed, and then took them to the dining room. The children were happy to eat their bread and pudding, and this gave Jerusha half an hour when she was less busy. Jerusha was tired. She had been on her feet since 5 a.m. that morning, and Mrs. Lippitt, the director, had criticized her all the time. She sat down on the window seat and looked out at the garden. It was now the end of the day, and the trustees were preparing to go home. Jerusha watched the carriages and large cars as they drove out of the gates, and imagined the lovely houses where the rich trustees lived. She saw herself in a car, in a fur coat and a beautiful hat, going to her home. However, once she arrived at this house, she couldn't imagine the inside, because she had never been in an ordinary house. Jerusha started to go downstairs. It was getting dark. A trustee was standing next to the open door. She only got a quick impression of the man, who was very tall. As his car arrived to take him home, the lights threw his shadow onto the wall, and it looked like a large Daddy Long Legs. Jerusha continued on her way with a smile. Tommy, one of the orphans, came to Jerusha and said, "Mrs. Lippitt wants to see you in her office, and I think she's angry, so be quick." Tommy liked Jerusha, even if she washed his face too often, and he felt sorry for her now. He knew it was unpleasant to go and speak to Mrs. Lippitt when she was angry. Jerusha wondered what was wrong. Were the sandwiches too small? Had one of the children been impertinent to a trustee? She arrived at Mrs. Lippitt's office and was surprised to see that the director didn't look angry.
"Sit down, Jerusha," Mrs. Lippitt said. "I've got something to tell you. Did you see the gentleman who has just left?"
"I saw his back," answered Jerusha.
"He's one of our richest trustees and gives a lot of money to the orphanage. But he doesn't want me to tell you his name," continued Mrs. Lippitt.
Jerusha wondered why Mrs. Lippitt was discussing a trustee with her.
"He has helped some of the boys from the orphanage go to college, but he has never given money for a girl to go to college. I must tell you, he doesn't like girls," Mrs. Lippitt continued.
Jerusha was surprised at the director's words, but an answer seemed to be expected, so she said,
"Yes, ma'am.
Today we had a meeting with the trustees, and we spoke about your future," Mrs. Lippitt continued. "As you know, children don't usually stay here after they're 16, but we made an exception for you. You did so well in your studies in junior school that we let you stay here and go to the village high school."
Mrs. Lippitt didn't say that Jerusha had also worked hard at the orphanage during those 2 years. Neither did she say that working at the orphanage came first and her education second. That on days when the trustees came, she was kept off school to do the cleaning. "Now you're finishing high school and the orphanage can't support you anymore," said Mrs. Lippert. "The normal thing would be for you to go to work, but your teacher told Miss Pritchard, one of our trustees, that your English writing is brilliant. Today at the meeting of the trustees, Miss Pritchard read aloud a composition that you wrote, called Blue Wednesday. I don't think it was nice that you ridiculed the orphanage that has done so much for you. But fortunately for you, the gentleman who has just left thought that your composition was very amusing, and so he's offered to send you to college."
"To college?" Jerusha repeated, very surprised.
Mrs. Lippert replied, "Yes, that's what he wants, and he stayed to discuss the preparations with us. I must say the gentleman is strange. However, he believes that you've got ability, and he's planning to educate you to become a writer."
"A writer?"
Jerusha was so surprised that she could only repeat Mrs. Lippett's words.
"That's what he wants," Mrs. Lippett said. "For 4 years he will pay the college directly for your education and give you $35 every month for your personal needs. The money will be sent to you by Mr. Griggs, the gentleman's private secretary. You don't have to thank the trustee for the money, but he wants you to write to him every month. You must tell him about the progress in your studies and the details of your daily life. The letter should be the kind you would write to your parents, if they were alive. These letters will be addressed to Mr. John Smith, which isn't his real name, and will be sent to Mr. Griggs. The trustee doesn't want you to know his real name, and he'll never answer your letters because he hates letter writing. You'll stay at the orphanage during the summer, and Miss Pritchard has kindly offered to help you buy the clothes you need. I hope you're grateful for your good fortune. Not many girls from an orphanage get such an opportunity to improve their situation. When you write to Mr. Smith every month, you must be polite. Remember that you're writing to a trustee of the orphanage." Jerusha was very excited, and she wanted to be on her own to think.
"Yes, ma'am, thank you," she answered, and went quickly out of the room.
Mrs. Lippett watched her go, surprised that Jerusha had left so suddenly.